This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Some of the hundreds of laws passed by the state legislature this year go into effect beginning today. News 88.7's Tom Perumian joins me live now with a look at a few of the more high-profile pieces of legislation. Good morning, Tom.
And good morning, Matt. Among them is the bathroom bill, requiring people in government buildings or schools to use the bathroom coinciding with their gender listed at birth. Another controversial bill allows any private citizen to take legal action against anyone who manufactures, prescribes, or mails abortion medication into the state of Texas. Texas replaces the STAR test with a trio of shorter tests throughout the school year. Critics of the standardized STAR test say that it put too much pressure on students and takes up classroom teaching time with preparation for the test. And House Bill 18 looks to stop lawmakers from breaking quorums during sessions. Lawmakers will now face penalties for breaking quorum, as was done earlier this year to prevent a quote on redistricting. Matt?
All right, Tom. An internal document from Houston ISD shows that campuses following the state takeover instructional model are reporting steeper enrollment drops than other schools. The district says these schools already suffer from chronically low student performance, and the drops are not unexpected. Here's our Bianca Seward.
The new education system, a model known as NES, was implemented for underperforming schools at the beginning of the Texas Education Agency's takeover of HISD 2 years ago. 81% of NES schools reported enrollment declines this year. Nearly half of those schools saw drops of more than 10%. By comparison, only about a quarter of non-NES schools in the district saw declines that steep, though most still reported some level of enrollment loss. Corey Straub is a researcher with the Houston Education Research Consortium. He says it's fair to ask what impact NES has on the enrollment drops, but pinpointing it as a cause is tricky.
There's declining birth rates. There's broader demographic shifts. There's, aging populations. There's changes in housing stock. Families are responding to all of these things, and NES is just one of them.
I'm Bianca Seward, News 88.7.
And again, HISD said it is not unexpected that NES schools would experience steeper enrollment losses, which align with statewide patterns. The Houston Astros and Houston Rockets have announced a deal to sell access to their games directly to consumers. The new Space City Home Network Plus app allows fans to bypass larger cable and satellite providers. Gretchen Scheer is the president of business operations with the Rockets.
The next natural step would be to launch a digital and a streaming version from the network. And that's what happened today with Space City Home Network Plus.
The Astros and Rockets are the last teams in their respective leagues to offer a direct-to-consumer service. The new app launched for last night's Rockets game against the Sacramento Kings. Houston was victorious. They won 121-95, capturing their 14th victory of the season. They're in third place right now in the Western Conference. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.